Jazz Session is on the air.
Is waiting there for me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
Yes, indeed. From Larry Goldner's popular Streets of Paris in Hollywood at 6726 Hollywood Boulevard comes another lamplighted jazz session dedicated to and on behalf of the United States Coast Guard Spars. Today, we honor a former guest of ours who appeared quite some time ago on our program with Mildred Bailey, the world's greatest trombone artist and blues singer, that man who has a right to sing the blues, Big T, Jackson Teagarden. Yes, sir. And right about now, of course, I better mention our other guest, too, Zutty Singleton, also sharing honors today, will be presented with the Lamplighter Award of Merit. And now, that popular columnist of the Los Angeles Daily News, our master of ceremonies, the Lamplighter.
Well, thank you very, very much, Fred Shields, and good afternoon, everyone. Certainly mighty solid and fine to see the Big T. Jackson here with us again with that fan. And we're mighty happy also to welcome Norma, who's come in from the Tea Garden Band at Trianon, to take over the piano. I'd like to add, Fred, to the opening remarks there has been a little misapprehension regarding these sessions at the Streets of Paris. There's absolutely no charge for the jazz sessions if you wish to come down here. And for the jazz session that starts at 2:30, immediately afterwards goes to 4:30, there is also no charge. That is simply something Larry Goldner has arranged, which is mighty fine for the Coast Guard Spars and all you other people out there in there, so come on down. Now I think we'll have a chorus, and let's go, Norma. Well, let's have that downbeat. Shame to step in here when that band is just getting ready to go. But naturally, we know you people want to know just who is in the jazz band lineup for today. Of course, on the slip horn, or shall we say the trombone, and those mellow blues is that man from Texas, John Weldon Teagarden, who comes to us today through the courtesy of the Trianon, where his band is currently appearing. And I believe he closes on the 15th, so you better get out there and dig him. It's one of the finest bands Jack has ever had, or anybody's ever had. On piano, Norma, Jack's sister, who is, of course, with the Jack Teagarden Band. Now then, we slide over to Zutty Singleton on drums, who opens next Thursday on July 12th, I believe, as a drum soloist for Lulu Roy's new Swanee Inn Review. So thanks to Lou for allowing him to come in today. Bruce Hudson, trumpet, comes to us through the courtesy of Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. Now when it comes to tenor sax, it's that orchestra leader man, Eddie Miller, ex-Bob Crosby Bobcat, with his two ex-Bobcat pals, Matty Matlock and clarinet, and Nat Lamar and guitar joining in. They give out on that solid river beat music that our guest of honor, Big T, likes so much. Jug Teague, ex-Harry James man, and now one of Red Nickel's five pennies, completes our lineup. And we're all ready, Norma. Let's go. Thank you.
Here's an important message from the United States Coast Guard. Young women between 20 and 36 are urgently needed for the spars. The war is far from over, so for details, write the Coast Guard, Pershing Square Building, Zone 15, Los Angeles, or phone Michigan 0636. And now, Ted, by the clock on the wall, it's 2:15 and guest time.
Right you are, Fred, and I'm going to ask our guest of honor, Jackson Teagarden, to step over here at the microphone. Also, the official representative of the United States Coast Guard, one James W. Greer, now Lieutenant James W. Greer. So will you come over here, Jack, and Lieutenant Greer, please?
Yes, sir.
Well, Jack, it gives us a lot of pleasure, naturally, to have you with us. Believe me, everyone appreciates you doing this for the Coast Guard. And may I say that it's also a great pleasure to present you with the Lamplighter Merit Jazz Trophy Award for your brilliance as a trombonist, vocalist, orchestra leader, all-around good guy. So, Big T, I think we'll just ask Lieutenant James W. Greer. You might have seen him at some time or other, heard of him.
Well, quite a few times.
Well, you might go ahead and tell the public just who Lieutenant James W. Greer is.
Well, he's one of the finest fellows in the world. Has had the finest bands I've ever heard. I think he's one of the greatest men that the Coast Guard could possibly have with him.
Well, I think so, too. And by the way, he has a great Coast Guard band. And incidentally, Jackson, that's a mellow outfit you got out there at the Tree and On. That's a terrific band. It's really something. I like that Rhapsody in Blue. And, well, we could go on, but we'd rather hear the music right now. Lieutenant W. Greer will present the Lamplighter Award of Merit for jazz to Jack Teagarden.
Thank you very much, Ted. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack, this is a real pleasure, not only to represent the Coast Guard today, but as an old friend of yours to have the privilege to present this award. Mr. Teagarden, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening in, our guest here has contributed more, in my estimation, to our traditional American jazz as we understand it than any living player today. So it's a real pleasure, Jack. You've got a right to sing the blues, and you've got a right to this award to add to the many others that you have. Here it is, Jack, and congratulations.
Thank you very, very much.
Now, don't run away, Jackson. The gremlin on the roof just came down and handed me this to give you. So take it away, Papa. Take it away. Now we'd like to have Arthur Zooty Singleton drop down here for a minute from his drums. And we want to say that Zooty has been one of the most sincere advocates, and in fact, he only missed one of the jazz sessions since we started on February 25th. At that time, he had to go to San Francisco, and his solid beat has helped make these sessions so successful. And on the heart of, all the Lamplighters, I want to thank you a lot, Zooty, and I believe Lieutenant James W. Greer has something here for you in the way of an award, so let's have it.
Thank you so much, Lamplighter, and it's been a pleasure playing on your sessions, old man.
You like it as well as those riverboats with Fate Nerval?
Oh, well, naturally, I don't know. In one way I do, in another I don't.
Well, here's Greer to take care of you.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure for another award. Zooty is the beat. The beat and the heartbeat, we might say, of American jazz, and a grand guy along with it. We all enjoy his work, and we'll, as long as jazz exists, you're going to have that beat of Zooty's in there. Zooty, it's a real pleasure. I know you deserve it, and I know you're going to appreciate this fine trophy, and I'd like to have you take it with my sincere congratulations, and I know those of Ted the Lamplighter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lieutenant Greer. Thank you, Zooty.
Thank you, everybody.
And now back to music. Ha ha!
street were dark and light. Always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be. Yes, sir, were her welcome streets. Welcome me, and where I can lose my face from street blues.
Lamplighter Jazz Session to broadcast every Sunday at 2 p.m. from Larry Golder's air-cooled streets of Paris at 6726 Hollywood Boulevard, where the Four Blazes now appear nightly. After we go off the air at 2:30 p.m., we keep on going here at the streets of Paris with a solid jam session till along about 4:30 or 5. No charge, no nothing. Just good time for everybody, in which many of the members of our all-star jazz band join in. Today we notice and expect to see Art Tatum, Carl George, Charlie Beal, Andy Kelly, as well as some of the boys that are now jamming up here on the stand, will keep right on going. And now, let's get right back to some more of that music. You've been listening to the Lamplighter Jazz Session, coming from Larry Goldner's air-cooled streets of Paris, 6726 Hollywood Boulevard. Today, our guests of honor, the one and only Jackson Teagarden, trombone and blue vocals, appearing through the courtesy of the Trianon, where his orchestra is currently appearing, and also along with his sister, Norma Teagarden, on piano, doing a fine, fine job. Our thanks to Zudie Singleton for appearing on our show this afternoon, through the courtesy of Lulu Roy's Swanee Inn, where he opens as drum soloist Thursday, July 12th. Anything more, Ted?
Very, very little, Fred, except to say that a half hour is far, far too short for this fine music, and we're certainly glad that Jackson was able to get here today. May we suggest same time, same station next week? We'll be back again, I believe, with the good Count Basie honoring his piano, and Jimmy Rushing, his vocalist, who are currently appearing at the Trianon. Also, I think Benny Carter will drop along and receive his Lamplighter Merit Jazz Award, which has just arrived from the... Right now, Fred, I think it's just about time to say, why be as fair when you can be as far? What do you think?
Right you are, Ted. These Lamplighter Jazz Sessions are dedicated to and on behalf of the United States Coast Guard's bars. Come to you from the streets of Paris at 6726 Hollywood Boulevard. Your announcer, Fred Shields.